The grain markets have been fairly quiet this last week. Here to tell us more about that, Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. Kim, what's going on out there?
Well, at first appearance, just not a whole lot. The wheat prices just kind of wallowing around Kansas City in a sideways pattern between, you're looking at the March contract rolling out to it, somewhere between $6.90 with a top at $7.60. And we're right at that $6.90 level. There is strong support for that March contract at $6.70. I won't be surprised if we don't break that $6.90 next week and go down and challenge that $6.70. Level of, in the next week or so.
Okay, so why is there this weakness in the prices?
Well, if you look at what's going on, there's just not any export demand for the hard red winter or the soft red winter wheats. You've got the funds have been getting out of the markets over the last six to eight weeks, spinning out of the markets. The financial problems in the European Union, of course, that's creating some financial uncertainty around the world. Australia and Argentina have started their wheat harvest. And, of course, you've got the former Soviet Union countries, Russia, Kazakhstan, Ukraine, putting wheat out on the export market.
All right. Now, of course, you start to mention those foreign markets. Let's really talk, what else is going on out there? There's a lot happening in the world market.
Well, you look out there in the world market, Australia, probably going to harvest a record or near record crop. They're into that harvest now. There's some concern about the protein level and the quality, but you don't know what that's going to be until it gets in the bin. So far, it's probably coming in as expected, maybe a little better. You look at Argentina, probably an average crop. They're aggressively exporting that. The EU27, we talked about the financial problems in Greece, in Italy, and Spain. Those and potentially a couple other countries in there. China's been importing quite a bit of grain, buying a lot of it from other countries. Of course, you got the former Soviet Union, Russia, Kazakhstan, Ukraine. They are, no matter what we price our wheat, they're going to undersell us. They're going to underprice us in that North Africa and the Eastern Asian market. Australia is going to underprice us on the other side on those the major Asian markets.
Okay. Let's talk about carry in the Kansas City Board of Trade and Chicago Board of Trade. What's the situation going on there?
Well, you look at the Chicago Board of Trade wheat contract and the Kansas City wheat contract. You got 65 cents in Kansas City and a dollar in Chicago. That just signifies that there's a lack of demand for that wheat product right now.
All right, so it's really an interesting situation, something to keep an eye on. Good information as always. Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist.